The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager, and by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100, and by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE, but EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. On today's show, understanding airdrops, long-term care insurance, the newest cancer treatments, MLPs, master limited partnerships, prepping for retirement, listener phone calls, and this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. The president is going to order that people work an extra 3 years before they're eligible to retire. No, not President Biden. President Emmanuel Macron, the president of France. In France, the legal retirement age is 62. He wants to raise it to 65. He said, quote, "We're in an aging society, and it's therefore normal that we work more." If France is doing this, you have to wonder if other nations are going to follow suit. This is all a reflection of the fact that we are, in fact, living longer, and does it make sense to allow people to retire and receive pension or Social Security benefits at ridiculously young ages, like, you know, 62? In fact, the SECURE Act is winding its way through Congress right now and is widely expected to be signed by President Biden. It would delay your obligation to withdraw money from your retirement accounts, something called the RMD, the required minimum distribution. You won't have to do this until you're 75 years old. Won't take effect, though, until 2033. Assuming this law gets signed, you will be able to delay your withdrawals to age 73 starting next year, 74 by 2030, and age 75 by the year 2033. And if you're 50 years of age or older, you'll be able to contribute an extra $6,500 a year to retirement accounts, total of $27,000 in savings. And that would rise to $10,000 a year starting in 2024 for people who are 62 to 64 years of age. So the government is recognizing that we are aging, we are living longer, we need to work longer, we need to save more, and that Americans are woefully unprepared and have saved too little. But here's the rub. You're going to have to put all of your contributions into your retirement account, if you're over the age of 50, into a Roth contribution. Why does the government want you to have to do that? This way you're paying taxes on the money that you're contributing. It won't cost the government any loss of tax revenue. Roth IRA is okay if you're in a low tax bracket, but the fact that the government is going to require that you use the Roth, well, that's a little bit of acid with your sugar. The retirement savings gap is significant, and that's what this new law, the SECURE Act, is trying to address, the fact that people don't have enough money. Let me ask you the question. Do you fear that you might run out of money in retirement? Well, you're not alone. 36% of Americans have that fear. And you're not crazy to have that fear. The amount of money that people are going to need in retirement and the amount of money they actually are going to have, according to a new study from T. Rowe Price, it's a $4 trillion gap. So yeah, you'd better start saving now if you aren't already. And if you are already saving, you better start saving even more. On the heels of all this, Fidelity has just released its 2022 State of Retirement Planning Survey. Right now, 25% of Americans are less confident about their retirement security than they were before the pandemic began. But here's an interesting stat. Men are more confident than women, 33% more confident. Now, you've got to really think about that. If men are 33% more confident, The simple question is that confidence well-placed? If you're married, you might want to have a conversation with your spouse and see who's really right about this. Let's make sure you're not too cavalier, and let's make sure you're not worrying about nothing at the same time. By the way, do you have a financial plan? Those who do are 50% more likely to say that they know how much they're going to need in order to afford retirement than those who don't have a financial plan. So the message here is very clear. If you don't know how much you're going to need in retirement, well, just hire a financial advisor to help you figure that out. And at the Boston College Center for Retirement Research, they have found that more than half of U.S. households are at risk of being unable to maintain their standard of living in retirement. It was 40% in 2007. It's now 51% now. Why are so many more households unlikely to be able to maintain their standard of living in retirement? Well, two big reasons. Number one, we're living longer. Longer life expectancies, well, the longer you're going to live, the more money you're going to need. Will your money last as long as you do? And in your effort to generate the income you need in retirement, well, double whammy, not only are you living longer, but you have a bigger challenge in generating the income you need because of low interest rates coupled with high inflation rates. So everything costs more at the very moment you're earning less to be able to afford and pay for it. And this is why, for all these reasons, we need to make sure that we are earning more money, earning it longer, and saving more of it at higher rates of return to be able to generate the money we're going to need for our nest egg in retirement. And the good news is, you're able to get a job better now than at any time in the past couple of decades. Job openings are at a record level. 11 million jobs are available right now. So saying you can't find a job, well, I think you're probably wrong about that. Maybe you can't find the dream job. Maybe you can't get the job you really want. Maybe you can't get as much of a salary or compensation package as you were hoping for. But to say that you can't get a job, frankly, is nonsense. So focus on your future. That's what this show is all about. Focus on the fact you're likely to live longer than ever, that you're going to need more income than ever in retirement. And that means you're going to need more money to generate that income in retirement. And how are you going to generate it exactly? Well, there's a new study that just came out from Allianz's Protected Retirement Income and Planning Study. Protected retirement income? According to this study, 85% say they're interested in owning an annuity that guarantees lifetime income. Well, I want to ask you a question. Does that sound good to you? How would you like to take your money, put it into an investment or insurance product that gives you a monthly income guaranteed for life? Sounds pretty good to me. Does it sound pretty good to you? 85% say they would like such a product, and it makes perfect sense if you think about it. It's like a pension. It's like a Social Security check. You know you're going to get that check every month, no matter how long you live. Pretty cool. And of course, 85%. I'm frankly surprised that it's only 85% who say that that's what they want. Think about this. A guaranteed lifetime income. What's not to love? The problem is this. Just because you put your money into an annuity that promises that lifetime income, are you certain that they're going to be able to deliver on that promise? You have to wonder, how long is that annuity company projecting that you're going to live? Are they projecting that you're going to live to 85 or 90 or 95? What happens if you live to 105? That's what scientists and gerontologists are saying is likely to happen over the next 20, 30 years due to advances in medical science and exponential technologies. If everybody who buys annuities lives a lot longer than the actuaries are projecting, will the annuity company be able to honor their promise of continuing to give you the income that they're guaranteeing you're going to get? So sure, it's easy to become a sucker of the sales pitch. That, oh, we guarantee to give you a lifetime income. The real question is, are they going to be able to deliver on that promise? And you won't know whether they're able to do it until you're in your 90s and hundreds. And that's a pretty late interval for you to discover whether or not you made a good decision way back when you were in your 50s or 60s. Be careful before somebody recommends to you an annuity product. Hey, I got to do a little bit of bragging here. The Broadcast Education Association has just ranked the top radio, TV, and film schools in the world. Guess which university was just ranked number 9 in the world? The Radio, TV, and Film Department of the Rick Edelman College of Communication and Creative Arts at Rowan University. The department was number 3 in audio, number 6 for documentary, number 9 in film and video, and number 18 for news programming. The Rick Edelman College of Communication and Creative Arts, Radio, TV, and Film Department. I'm very proud of those kids. If you've got a student pursuing a career in radio, TV, and film, have them check out rowan.edu. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. The financial services landscape is shifting before our eyes. Whether paying for groceries, applying for a mortgage, or even buying an NFT, almost anything you could imagine is at your fingertips. As these transactions become more and more seamless, it's easy to forget the innovative technologies making it all possible. Disruptions like fintech, blockchain, and yes, digital assets aren't just pixels on a screen. They're led by forward-thinking companies helping shape the future of finance. And you might want to consider where they fit in your portfolio. But where to start? At GlobalX ETFs, we offer a range of thematic investing solutions targeting these financial disruptions, in addition to other exponential technologies like lithium batteries, artificial intelligence, and more. Explore our insights and full product lineup at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor. That's globalxetfs.com.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Did you know that more than 60% of Americans don't have an estate plan that can protect their hard work and their families? Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for our brand new virtual event, Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Learn more about estate planning and how to continue to build a lasting legacy for your loved ones. Whether it's wills, trusts, IRAs, or life insurance, look at the ways you can help protect your wealth and give you peace of mind. Don't miss this important virtual event. Join Edelman Financial Engines for Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy, on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Let's go to the phones here on The Truth About Your Future. Off to Bedford, Massachusetts. Erica is with us. Hi, Erica. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rick.
What can I do to help?
Just had a question. I have a financial person I've been working with for almost a year, and he was talking about long-term care insurance, proposed a life insurance policy that can be used for long-term care. I guess half of the value could be used. So what he had said was, instead of paying premiums that you might never get to use the insurance, the premiums go toward this life insurance and you can use half of it towards long-term care, or it would be a life insurance policy if you died, you know, going to your heirs. And I just wondered on your thoughts on it. I had never heard of it. It sounds interesting, but I'm also a little skeptical since his company is the one that has the life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So I'd be taking money out of my, you know, investments every year. And it's sizable premium. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, you're right to be skeptical, but the product is interesting. So let's talk about it and make sure we understand how it works. You've got a pretty good handle on it. Let me bring everybody else up to speed. We all know first and foremost that long-term care is a huge challenge in this country. The good news is we're all living longer. We talk about longevity on this show all the time. So the good news is we're living longer, but the bad news is the longer you live, the more likely you're going to incur the need for long-term care. And this is a devastating issue. It's the leading cause of poverty among retirees. The average cost of care right now is about $8,000 a month. That's $100,000 a year. It's not covered by your health insurance or Medicare. And this is why so many people go broke paying for their long-term care. It's really room and board in a nursing home. Increasingly in your own home where you have a home health aide coming to visit your house. We're talking $75,000, $100,000 a year. In urban areas, it can be $120,000 or more. If you have Alzheimer's, it's even more expensive than that because 24/7 care is required. So it's financially devastating. The solution, of course, is to buy long-term care insurance. For $7,000 a year, you can get the coverage you need to pay for your annual need. I'd much rather pay $7,000 a year than $8,000 a month. So this is why long-term care insurance is a good idea. But it's still $7,000 a year, and you might not ever end up needing the long-term care insurance, which means all of that money you're spending, $7,000 a year every year for your insurance, by the way, double that if you're married, you'd spend $12,000 or $15,000 a year on these insurance policies. If you end up never using the benefit, you've just wasted all that money on insurance premiums. And recognizing this fact, the insurance industry has tried to figure out a way to soften the blow. So they created this new hybrid policy. It's a combination of life insurance and long-term care insurance. Their attitude is that if you buy the policy and you end up needing long-term care, well, you've got the benefit. Good for you. That's why you bought it. But if you end up not needing the long-term care, then when you die, you'll get a death benefit. You'll get life insurance benefits from the policy, and those death benefits will reimburse you or your heirs for the money you paid in the premiums. So this way it alleviates the risk of you throwing the money away on a policy you end up never using. So the concept, like you said, is pretty interesting, isn't it? The question is whether it's truly economic to go in this route. So let me begin by asking you this question. Do you need life insurance?
No, I don't think I want life insurance. And I'm not too concerned about leaving money to my heirs. But the other thing I was going to say is it's not like it's $7,000 a year. It's actually more than that. To do the $1 million policy, it's, you know, it's $15,000 for the first year and, you know, like $10,000 after that.
And that's because they're providing you with a return of some of that money by virtue of the death benefit. So you're right. Your cash out of pocket will be a lot more than if you merely buy a long-term care policy, but that's because you're going to get a lot of that money back upon your death. It doesn't do you any good. It benefits your heirs. And so we begin with the premise, do you care about the need to do that? Depending on your family circumstances, the answer could well be no. That's what you said your answer is. I could challenge that, but that's a whole nother conversation. I'm going to take you at your word that you're right. You don't need the life insurance. And therefore, what's in it for you to pay twice as much for a policy when you won't be the beneficiary of that? Your heirs will be. In that sense, from what you've described, Erica, no, you should go with a straight long-term care policy. And leave it at that. And don't let that bother you. Don't worry about the fact that, oh, gee, that means I might be spending $7,000 a year on insurance and I end up never using it. Do you know what else we call that? Car insurance. I mean, we do the same thing with our cars, don't we? We buy car insurance and then we hope we never get into an accident. And if you never get into an accident, you never get any benefit. So unless you have the attitude of, I'm going to wrap my car around a tree just to get the insurance money, you know, you pay the money, you pay the insurance, you get the protection, it gives you peace of mind, and then you hope you never need it. That's what you do. You do it with your car, you do it with your house, do it with your long-term care as well.
All right. Well, my other thought was, if it's $1 million policy and it will pay $500,000, you know, if I'm in my 50s and I need it 30 years from now, how much of a benefit is that even going to be? If it's $1,000 a year now, how much it will be 20, 30 years from now?
Well, let's keep in mind, of course, the insurance companies are very good at figuring out how to make money for themselves while delivering what they're trying to sell to the marketplace. So I think your circumstance makes sense. I think your analysis makes sense. From what you've described, it would seem to me that just buying a long-term care policy is all you need to do.
All right. Thanks for your advice, Rick.
Erica, thank you for the call. That was Erica in Bedford, Massachusetts, here on The Truth About Your Future. Feel free to send me your question to Ask Rick at thetruthayf.com. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. The accolades are pouring in for my new book, The Truth About Crypto. Josh Brown, the star of CNBC's The Halftime Report, calls The Truth About Crypto excellent. David Smith of Financial Advisor Magazine, Gary Perlin, the former CFO of the World Bank, David Cantor of Fidelity, and Mike Kelly of FS Investments all say The Truth About Crypto is a must-read for every investor and advisor. Adam Verchinsky of BNY Mellon calls The Truth About Crypto informative and entertaining for consumers and investors alike. The Truth About Crypto. It's fun to read, easy to understand. Most importantly, it gives you the sound, practical information you need to succeed with this new asset class. Bitcoin, blockchain, smart contracts, tokenization, DeFi, CBDCs, NFTs, airdrops, hard forks, the metaverse. Discover it all in my new book, The Truth About Crypto. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookseller. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help. That's Schwab.com.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. Let me tell you the truth about the present. Interest rates at historic lows. That's a big problem if you're an income-oriented investor, meaning retiree, drawing money from your investments to support your lifestyle. You know, earning 1% on your investments, you know, that's bad enough. But now, with inflation, the situation's downright scary. You're losing money on every dollar you have in bank accounts and low-yielding investments like bonds. This is forcing people to look elsewhere for different investment ideas that maybe you've never even considered before, or maybe you've never even heard of before. Well, I want to introduce you to one of these ideas, and to help us do this, I'm welcoming onto the program Rohan Reddy. He's Director of Research at GlobalX ETFs. Rohan's expertise is in energy infrastructure and dividend strategies, and he's also on GlobalX ETF's Portfolio Construction Committee. Rohan, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Great to be here, Rick.
Well, the conversation that we're going to get into pertains to MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships. I think, Rohan, most folks are unfamiliar with these things, so give us a rundown. What is a Master Limited Partnership, an MLP, and how do they work?
A master limited partnership is a unique structure that was set up a few decades ago in the United States. They do not pay federal income taxes, so they're pretty attractive to income investors. Oil and gas is the primary entities that are held within the MLP structure. Pipelines, they have oil and gas flowing through those pipelines. And because of the consistency of those pipeline flows, They're able to pay out regular dividends to shareholders.
And so what kind of dividends are we talking about? What kind of interest rate from dividends can you expect to receive?
Yes, today MLPs are yielding in the 7% range. One other unique aspect about MLPs is they pay out return of capital dividends. So you are typically not taxed on the underlying distributions that you receive. So that makes it, from even a post-tax perspective, more attractive to income investors.
All right, so let's unpack this a little bit, because you're saying a couple of things that I think is really getting a lot of folks' ears to perk up. 7% dividends and tax-free. So let's unpack both of those a little bit. 7%, is that something that is temporary, or is this, can you reasonably expect to enjoy a sustained high interest rate like that for a long period?
Well, the business model of MLPs has changed quite a bit, as with a lot of oil and gas companies. So in the past, a lot of investors preferred growing the dividends aggressively and paying out to shareholders as much as possible because the shale production cycle in the United States was super high. However, today, that's changing a little bit, where more conservative dividend policies have been put into place that are more focused on stability. So actually, these 7% yields seem fairly manageable today. We do think for a lot of income investors, this is a good time to be in MLPs, and that the risk of, you know, major dividend cuts is not as high as it is during a low oil price environment.
And now elaborate a little bit more on this tax-free benefit that you mentioned, a return of capital. Explain how that works.
Yes, that's another unique part of the MLP structure, is that because it's technically a partnership, it's sort of like how it would work if you were to set up a business as a partnership. So actually, when you buy into MLPs, you're not necessarily considered a shareholder like you would be in, say, a stock like Apple, but you're considered a unit holder with a partnership interest in the business. So that's why when you get distributions that are paid to you, those are considered return of principal. So essentially, you're getting your money back, so you're not actually being taxed on those distributions.
Which makes the after-tax effective yield even higher.
Yes, exactly. The trade-off on that is, because you're getting more post-tax income, your basis does get lowered by the amount of the distribution that you receive.
So let's make sure people understand this. Let's say that you invested $10,000 and you're getting some of these dividends on a tax-free basis. That's lowering the $10,000 cost basis, so that if you were to sell, you would actually pay taxes at that point. If you never sell, you pass those assets at death, and your heirs won't pay the taxes either.
Exactly. So with the step up in basis, it makes it even more attractive for unit holders in MLPs to hold on to those assets and then pass it through in the estate planning cycle.
Got it. So how much of this is related to the fact that oil prices have been at all-time high prices? If oil prices fall, would that create a risk in this investment?
Yes, MLPs, they may be a little bit more immune to some of the direct oil price risk compared to exploration and production and drilling companies. However, it is a volume-based business. So if there is risk that oil prices do fall, as we've seen, in the years prior to COVID when prices were fairly low, that does raise the risk that there could be a lower level of volumes or lower levels of revenue received for transporting those volumes through the pipeline. So we do think as long as oil prices remain fairly elevated, at least, or at least above the, say, $70-$80 range in the US, that's a pretty good area to be in for MLPs because most oil and gas companies are breaking even or making a profit. The risk is more so prices start falling rapidly or if they remain lower for a longer period of time, because then there's a heightened risk that there could be lower volumes coming from those oil and gas properties.
Okay, so that's really important for folks to understand is that you are essentially investing in the oil market. And in addition to the dividend that you're receiving, the price of your shares are going to be fluctuating based on the prices of oil. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. So this should not be thought of as a bond-like investment in any way. It's absolutely very equity-like. There is some growth potential, of course, where if these businesses start growing and they get more customers and the US shale industry continues to grow, that's a really good spot for MLPs to be in. However, on the downside, there is some risk too that a lot of the way that MLPs and their prices move is correlated to how the energy industry does.
In addition to oil prices fluctuating, let's talk about interest rates fluctuating. We're clearly in an environment right now where interest rates are beginning to rise. We've already had the Fed begun that process, and everybody's widely expecting more interest rate increases as the year progresses. Do rising interest rates help or hurt an investment in MLPs?
Historically, when you look at income investments, they usually do not perform as well during a rising rate environment, just by the fact that the yield spread that you're getting relative to, say, treasuries is maybe not as high as it was earlier in the cycle. However, the one thing that's unique about MLPs is because they're oil and gas businesses, usually we've seen in prior cycles when interest rates start to rise, that typically means inflation is high, which it is today. And that's very good for energy businesses because that means that energy prices are higher. So actually, MLPs tend to do very well historically during rising rate environments because energy prices and thus the energy industry as a whole is doing well. So actually, this is a pretty good time to get into the energy industry and specifically MLPs.
It sounds intriguing, certainly something worthy of investors to talk with their financial advisors about. But the notion of an MLP, I think, is kind of like the notion of an individual stock. And most investors don't buy individual stocks, they buy funds, they buy ETFs. And of course, Global X is one of the largest providers of ETFs in the marketplace. So there is a Global X ETF that invests in these master limited partnerships. Tell us about that.
Yes, we offer two in the space. Ticker MLPA is the Global X MLP ETF. It's focused exclusively on master limited partnerships. And it's a basket of about 20 MLPs, most of which are the largest and most liquid in the space. And from there, our fund, for example, offers around a 7% yield, and it tracks the price of the underlying MLP industry quite well. We offer another ETF, ticker MLPX, which includes a mix of both master limited partnerships and also C Corp energy infrastructure companies.
And what allocation would you suggest is appropriate for someone in a diversified portfolio? How much of their money should be placed into MLP investments?
Naturally, we've seen more of a tilt towards income investors and income portfolios. So, if you are running an income portfolio or you're allocating towards it, we have seen investors put even, levels from 5% all the way up to 10% of their portfolio into MLPs. And then, if you're running either a slightly more conservative portfolio or something that's less allocated towards income, we've seen anywhere from 1 to 3%. So, these levels seem fairly low, but some of these investments can be a little bit volatile, but we have seen more of a preference towards a higher weighting within income-oriented portfolios.
So if you're looking for a way to get a little extra income from your portfolio, you might want to consider Master Limited Partnerships and the two ETFs offered by GlobalX ETFs, MLPA and MLPX. That's Rohan Reddy, the Director of Research at GlobalX ETFs, here on The Truth About Your Future. Rohan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Rohan and I actually talked for about 15 minutes on the program. If you would like to read, watch, or listen to the entire conversation, just visit us at thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more.
Did you know that more than 60% of Americans don't have an estate plan that can protect their hard work and their families? Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for our brand new virtual event, Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Learn more about estate planning and how to continue to build a lasting legacy for your loved ones. Whether it's wills, trusts, IRAs, or life insurance, look at the ways you can help protect your wealth and give you peace of mind. Don't miss this important virtual event. Join Edelman Financial Engines for Estate Planning, Strategies That Can Strengthen Your Legacy, on Tuesday, May 24th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. You know, the world of crypto has created an entirely new vocabulary, and it's often very confusing for people to understand what is going on. One word, airdrop. What on earth is an airdrop? I'm not talking about the airdrop you use with your iPhone when you send pictures from your phone to somebody else's phone. That's a different kind of airdrop. Doesn't it drive you crazy that everybody keeps using the same words for different things? Well, actually, you know exactly what it is. Helicopter money. Okay, that wasn't necessarily helpful, now was it? Okay, how about this? Open a bank account and get a free toaster. Now that sounds familiar to you. Well, that's what helicopter money is. That's what an airdrop is. In other words, when you have a bank account and the bank enticed you to make a deposit by giving you a free toaster. Or remember way back when, you don't, you're too young, go ask your parents or grandparents, you bought a box of soap and inside was a glass. Yeah, believe it or not, they used to have drinking glasses inside a box of dishwashing detergent. So it was a way for companies to entice consumers to use their products. Helicopter money, just literally dropping money out of the sky, free money. Well, that's what these were. This was just free money as a way for you using this. Airline miles, right? If you use this credit card, we will give you points that you can use to get free airline tickets, that kind of thing. Free money. That's what helicopter money is, money that falls from the sky. In the world of crypto, they call it an airdrop. You own some kind of digital token, and merely because you own it, the organizers that are promoting that digital asset send into your digital wallet more tokens, more money, in an effort to get you to use it. So they call it an airdrop in the world of crypto. Business more generally calls it helicopter money. And those of us old enough to remember SNH green stamps will remember it as simply glasses inside a box of dishwashing detergent. So an airdrop, now you know what it is. And if you would like to learn more about airdrops, read my new book, The Truth About Crypto. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookseller. Do you have any doubts that innovation and technology are going to be changing every aspect of life on our planet? Take a look at these new innovations coming from the field of technology. At the Van't Hoff Institute for Molecular Sciences at the University of Amsterdam, they've synthesized multi-layered, multifunctional nanoparticles that combine radiotherapy and photodynamic therapy for deep cancer tissue just by using X-rays. Imagine, no more chemotherapy. You'll simply get an X-ray to beat your cancer. This kind of research is going to revolutionize healthcare. A new map of a mouse's brain has been published in Cell magazine. It captures a tiny part of the mouse's visual cortex, 1,000 times smaller than a pea. It's impossible to overstate the impact on neuroscience, according to David Markowitz, who's the program manager at the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects activity. By being able to look at the incredibly small size of the neurons in a brain, the brain research can unleash the singularity, the combination of human intelligence and synthetic intelligence. This has been widely predicted to occur over the next 25 years. This research looks like they're making progress. And that's why I like to talk about exponential technologies every week. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Great to be with you this week. So, two things that we need throughout our life, strength and balance, but especially so when we are coming into our later years. If you work out, you're good about your weight training and maintaining your upper body strength. But when was the last time you tried to stand on one leg? Or better yet, stand on one leg with your eyes closed. Balance is so important because falls are the most common cause of accidental death. So let's bring this skill into our awareness and begin to practice standing on one leg so we don't become one of the statistics. We need a good balance because our ability to maintain our balance actually does deteriorate as we get older. And so having good balance is a powerful indicator of how long and how healthy our life will be. So, here's our action item and our practice for the week. We're going to take off our shoes. We're going to put our hands on our hips. And we're going to focus on one spot in front of us. And then I want you to do this near a wall or something that you can grab onto if you do start getting a little wobbly. We're going to stand on one leg. Now, if you're under 50, you should be able to do this for about 45 seconds. If you're over 50, we cut down to about 32 seconds. And if you're in your 60s and 70s, that gets even shorter. So let's see, how long can you last? Please be careful. And when you try this again, stand near a wall or furniture so that you have something to grab onto. Now that you think you have this, now try it with your eyes closed. Wow, that's a lot harder. So if you're under 50 with your eyes closed, you should be able to last about 13 seconds. But if you're over 50 with your eyes closed, you might last 8 seconds. I know this is crazy. So now try the same exercise on your other leg. Eyes open, eyes closed. Again, near something that you can grab. Okay, so the question is, why does this matter? This exercise taxes our brain. Our brain uses three types of information to keep upright. Our eyes, our vestibular system, which is our inner ear, and our proprioceptors, which is our limbs. They are sending signals to our brain. So when we close our eyes, our brain has to work harder to keep steady. The great news is that we can improve our balance with activities like yoga, tai chi, qigong. We can practice while we're brushing our teeth. This can be a game changer in our everyday health. I encourage you to start practicing. So my word of the week, it's going to be balance. The B is for bright, sunny, shiny, full of light. That's us when we are in good health. And all of these little pieces fit together, and we just need to take the baby steps to get there. The A is for active, having movement. Life is movement. We need to do everything in our power to stay limber and fluid and active to have a happy, healthy life. The L is for love, to care deeply. We need to love ourselves. We need to make time for our self-care. And this is important to build our balance. We have a lot of years ahead of us. We want to be healthy. The A is for amazing, full of wonderment and excitement. That is life, to be amazing and excited for every day. But we can only do that if we're feeling good and we're mobile and we want to get out and be in our day. The N is for nascent, something that is just beginning. You know what? We can start today to work on our balance routine. Everything is new and we get to choose our path to health every day. If we start today, we'll be better tomorrow. We'll be better in a week. We'll be better in a year. The C is for calm, freedom from stress. And the E is for easily, without difficulty. If we take time now, tomorrow will go much more easily. Practice that balance. I've often said that life is cumulative. What we eat, how we exercise, what we do today, it's cumulative to tomorrow. And so the baby steps, when we reach our later years, we will be so happy that we worked on our strength, that we worked on our balance. Have a great week, everyone.
That's my wife, Jean Edelman, here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Jean's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
Need help managing the complexity of income needs in retirement? Meet Schwab Intelligent Income, a simple, modern way to pay yourself from your portfolio. Tell them how much you need and how long you need it to last. They'll estimate how much you can spend. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust payments anytime without penalty. And with Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, you won't pay an advisory fee. Visit schwab.com/intelligent income to learn more about their modern approach to wealth management.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. The financial services landscape is shifting before our eyes. Whether paying for groceries, applying for a mortgage, or even buying an NFT, almost anything you could imagine is at your fingertips. As these transactions become more and more seamless, it's easy to forget the innovative technologies making it all possible. Disruptions like fintech, blockchain, and yes, digital assets aren't just pixels on a screen. They're led by forward-thinking companies helping shape the future of finance. And you might want to consider where they fit in your portfolio. But where to start?
At Global X ETFs, we offer a range of thematic investing solutions targeting these financial disruptions, in addition to other exponential technologies like lithium batteries, artificial intelligence, and more. Explore our insights and full product lineup at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor. That's globalxetfs.com.
Thanks for joining me on the program this weekend. You've been hearing a lot about the truth about crypto. The book is comprehensive, practical, and easy to understand. And in it, I show you all the details about this amazing new asset class, giving you the information you need to understand what everybody's talking about. It's fun and easy to read. Order your copy, The Truth About Crypto, today. It's in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Time for me now to say goodbye. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.